Well, that's a hard act to follow, Sue. I mean, the Holy Spirit showed up this morning. That's another hard act to follow. I tell you. Let's just pray that. Father, just use Tim and I today, Father. Just speak through us. Let our words be your words, not our words. Let us just be a vessel of what you would have to go to the hearts of your people, Father. We just thank you for this opportunity, and we give you all the blessing and you all the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So just like what we sung this morning, do you guys want to be free? Do you want the freedom? You know, I am free. You guys all are free. If you don't feel free, he wants you to be free today. He wants to show you how to be free and that we are free. So as you can see, our title today is Mystery of Tongues.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people have a misunderstanding of tongues. I know a lot of our brothers and sisters of other churches and everything, they actually teach against tongues, you know. The devil hates speaking in tongues. The reason is it is powerful. You know, a lot of charismatic people say, oh, it's the least gift in all the gifts, but it is actually the greatest gift that has been given to us. It actually is the door for every other supernatural gift to move through. Okay? Not only that, it is a secret language between us and God that the devil can't understand. And also, the Holy Spirit can use us and the words that we're speaking in tongues and to pray for things that we can't see, you know? And we're going to be talking about all these things. Tongues is powerful. It is a powerful gift. And every Christian should be using it all the time in their lives. We use it here in the church, but we should be using it in our personal lives also. So we're going to share about personal use and here in the church and all these things and try to explain it more.
So our first verse is 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 11. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, different tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. And then in 1 Corinthians 14:2, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. So that's why we got the mystery of the tongues. So there's all kinds of different tongues. And just a little background with me. I was brought up in a Southern Baptist church. We didn't speak in tongues. We actually looked at those who spoke in tongues and thought, they're crazy. They have mental issues. Something's wrong with them. Like, where in the world do they get this from? Because we never talked about it. They never taught it in the Baptist church. It was unheard of. We also didn't clap. We also didn't dance. We also weren't allowed to do some other things. And we also believed that, you know, God will heal you if it's his will. Well, you know what? It is his will. Period. It's his will for us all to be healed. So, and it's, you know, I still have friends in the Baptist church, and they back home, and, you know, they still have a hard time understanding that sometimes. It is his will for us to be healed. So there's different kinds of tongues. I didn't get filled with the Holy Spirit till after I met Tim. So to learn about speaking in tongues, to knowing the different kinds of tongues, it's been a learning experience for me. But there are different kinds of tongues. Now, the gifts of the Spirit, the word of knowledge, increased faith, the gifts of healing, the gifts of miracles, prophecy, the discernment of spirits, there are different kinds of tongues. These are very, very important. Very, very important.
So number one says, as a sign to the unbeliever, okay? It says kinds. I kind of like uses. You know, there's different uses, kinds. Tongues as a sign is your fill-in to unbelievers. Let's read Acts 2, 5 through 11. It said, and there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya, adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them speaking in our own tongue the wonderful works of God.
How awesome would that be to be in a room and you have 15 different languages that people speak and the speaker speaking in a totally different language and everybody could understand in their own language? So I had Tim read that because I couldn't pronounce all those places. I'll just be honest. So your first feeling is tongues as a sign to unbelievers. Can you think of all the unbelievers there and they could hear in their own language? That would be like a supernatural sign to them that, you know, oh my gosh, this is real. I want whatever this is. This is something amazing. You know, so that same power that went on back then is going on today too. It is going on still today. So this kind of speaking in tongues is when a believer is speaking in tongues and either they are actually speaking. So we kind of debated, were they actually speaking in that person's language or were they speaking in their own language and the people heard in their own language? Does that sound a little confusing? But after reading the verses over and over again, they actually heard in their own language and they were speaking in something completely different. So Tim has an amazing example of this that happened that is absolutely amazing.
You know, God is able, even though you're speaking in tongues, he can interpret to the hearer, right? So I heard this story and it was quite amazing. There was a young lady that went to Heidi Baker's camp, right? She went there for, I don't know, I think it was 6 weeks. So while she was there, they trained her on how to go to all these remote villages and everything, preach Jesus to them, you know, and then share with them. But they had protocols. They had to do certain things a certain way to be able to approach the villages, especially the chiefs, right? But at the end, she said, you know what? Everyone got saved in the village, praise God. The power of God showed up and everyone got saved except for the chief and his group. She goes, I don't know why, but they didn't respond. But at the end, what they were trained to do is they seat the chief and his group down. And to honor them, they come and they kneel down and say thank you, right? So she goes to the chief and kneels down and starts talking to him, you know. Well, she doesn't understand him, and he doesn't understand her. But all of a sudden, she was able to understand. She says, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come here. It has been wonderful, and I hope that you'll have us back. And she heard clearly, well, when are you coming back? We want you to come back as soon as possible. This was wonderful. God translated what she was saying and what he was saying to one another, right? God is well able to do anything, all right, especially with language.
So not only is speaking in tongues a sign to the unbeliever, it's also a sign to the believers. So number two, that they have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. So in Acts 2:4, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In Acts 10:46, it says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. In 19:6, and when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. So that's kind of the thing we talk about getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. Most people start speaking in tongues. So like when you start speaking in tongues, you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Well, let me tell you a story. You know, I already told you that, you know, I didn't get filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues till after I met Tim. My first experience of the speaking in tongues in person was at River of Life. When Tim and I first met, if you don't know that story, that's for another day. But he invited me to the church. And so I showed up at the church one Sunday morning, and I'll never forget Pastor Dave, you know, introduced himself and met me at the door, and then I was kind of hanging out in the foyer. This is when they were over off of Aviation Parkway. And Tim comes in, not too far behind me, and I remember Pastor Dave going up to him and say, so, buddy, where's this girl you were telling us about? You know, is she going to be here? And I'm like, I'm right here. So you know, went through the service that day. They were having a picnic. We go to the picnic at the park across the way. If any of you were there, remember we played softball. I slid in home. You know, it was an amazing slide. If you guys don't remember it, you know, I have to confess, I actually tripped and fell, but I made it look good.
So all the guys were like, you need to marry her.
It was after that that I really started, because speaking in tongues was going on, and I kind of was like, this isn't like what I thought it was. I felt more peace when I was around it. Just to hear it, I felt like something inside me was growing, and something inside me was like wanting more and wanting more. So a few Sundays went by. I kept going back. You know, it's like, well, if it doesn't work out with him, I think I found a new church. So we'll have to do something with him. I don't know what. So I'm there. I get filled, you know, get prayed over and baptized in the Holy Spirit. But I didn't start speaking in tongues. It didn't happen. It didn't happen for a little while, except for one night.
Yeah, after we got married.
It was after we got married. Yeah, after we got married. I was, because it was a quick engagement. But after we got married, I woke up and he's like, so you had a dream. You had a dream. What was your dream about? You had a dream. I go, yeah. He goes, you were just like, I was praying for you, you know, because you were like speaking in tongues. I go, no, I wasn't. I was sitting at the throne of God. I was sitting at his feet. I was having a conversation with him. I was speaking in English. He goes, well, you were having a conversation because you'd speak in tongues, blah, 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 and then pause, and then you speak again and pause. Like it was one side to a two-sided conversation. I go, I was speaking to Jesus in English, though. I was not speaking in tongues. It was, and he goes, no, you were speaking in tongues. Ever since then, I've been speaking in tongues. So I guess because of how I was brought up, I was very kind of standoffish to it because of how I was taught. And I had to bring that barrier down. And being baptized in the Holy Spirit worked on me and gave me the power and gave me the freedom to be free to speak in tongues. So if you're struggling with that today, like we sung, he'll give you the freedom and you are free to be able to do that.
That's right. So, you know, it's important. There is a debate saying, well, can you be baptized in the Holy Spirit and not speak in tongues? No. The answer is no. You will speak in tongues. Now, it took a while for the tongues to come, but, you know, when she was prayed for, man, she went out in the Spirit. She was shaking. her lips were, you know, stammering. I counted it as she was baptized. We were just waiting for the manifestation of the speaking in tongues. But, you know, in Acts 10:46, this is when Peter went to the Gentile. And as he was preaching Jesus, the Holy Spirit fell on them, and they began to speak in tongues. Well, the other Jews that came with them, they couldn't deny. They didn't think, oh, this was just for the Jews up until this time. But then they saw that when they spoke in tongues, they couldn't deny it. They're like, wow. Well, obviously, the Holy Spirit's fallen on them like it fell on us, you know? It was a sign to them that they had received the Holy Spirit.
So, if we go to number three, we speak in tongues to give praise. We sing in tongues. God's desire is for us to worship him in spirit. So, in John 4, 23, 24, it says, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship in him must worship in spirit and truth. There is no better way to worship him than in tongues. In 1 Corinthians 14, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks? Since he does not understand what you say, for you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
So this is a really important, okay? So this is like a spiritual exercise, right? A lot of times we don't quite know how to pray. You know, we've been taught how to pray, but really what we should do is before we pray, we should pray in the Spirit, okay? If you pray in the Spirit, you'll get a leading on how to pray in English, in your own language to God, all right? And we use this a lot here at the church, you know. When we're up here praying for people, you know, a lot of times what we're doing is we start out praying in the Holy Spirit because we've heard the request, but now we want to pray along with what God wants for the person, whatever it might be. He might give us a scripture. He may even give us a vision of something going on or whatever. But based on the leading that comes from praying in the Spirit, then we're able to flow with the Holy Spirit powerfully to pray for the person. And when we do that, oh my gosh, the power of God is so present. Okay, but you know, it says also, I will sing with the Spirit. You know, that you have favorite songs. You know, a lot of times in my car and everything, I'll think of a favorite song, but I'll sing it in the Holy Spirit. You know, but as I'm singing it, I'm directing those tongues to God, knowing that I am praising God. All right. And it says that when you do this, you know, you're giving thanks well. You're blessing the Lord. It says, indeed, gives thanks well. I mean, what words do we have to even come close to describe how awesome God is? But, you know, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can have those words that would honor him and bless him and give the thanks due him. But so a lot of times I will sing in the Spirit and then I will sing, but it's so much more powerful. His presence just fills the car. And it's just wonderful. I'm just going along, just enjoying the presence and the peace and the joy and the love that just comes from that fellowship, that sweet, sweet fellowship. Well, guys, this comes from praying in the Spirit. There's so many uses, but if you want to praise God well, give him thanks the way he is due, do it in tongues, directing it. You just see yourself speaking to God and God just receiving that thanks and that praise, and he's just enjoying every word.
There was a time when I would have trouble going to sleep, and I'd ask Tim, I go, just sing me a song. I go, no, sing it in tongues, because it just gave me such peace and rest. It would put me to sleep. It was just so nice. Very, very sweet. So another way we use tongues is to edify the church. This kind of tongue is a message in tongues with interpretation. This is generally a word for the church from God. This will build up the church and encourage everyone. So 1 Corinthians 14, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. Like Tim was saying, we start every service, you know, praying and speaking in tongues. You know, a lot of times the worship team, before they start practice, they speak in tongues, you know, and pray. And then, you know, we have, you know, after worship, you know, Pastor Lorraine comes and speaks in tongues. You know, and gets us to sing in tongues. And Pastor Ina does. We start, you know, Wednesday night we sing in tongues and pray in tongues. So, and just look at what is going on within our own body here. You know, it's amazing. So amazing. You know, we have, it's so touching when you have, you know, Pastor Lorraine or Pastor Tim, you know, give a word.
Yeah, I know a few Wednesdays ago, Pastor Tim gave a message in tongues, and when he started, it was, oh my gosh, it's almost like the power of God just came down and pushed me back. It was so amazing, you know, and then the interpretation came, and then we were all encouraged by the words given, right? And so this is a powerful gift, you know, that can be used to encourage and strengthen, you know, others. And one thing, too, is with this message in tongues for the church. A lot of times, and those who've been here, you'll notice we're all praying in the Spirit, praising God in tongues and stuff. And then all of a sudden, there's a hush. Nobody said be quiet, but the Spirit, all of a sudden, it just dies down. And then all of a sudden, with an authoritative sound, someone gives a message in tongues. It's different than the prayer languages or the praise and the songs that we were singing before. It's more authoritative, right? And you could feel the power of God that he's speaking these words. And when the interpretation comes, it's powerful. It hits us right in the heart because it's a word directly from God. It's beautiful and it's powerful.
Amen.
So number 5, to build yourself up. Oh my gosh, this is so important, guys. When you speak in tongues, it is as if you are plugging, is your fill-in, plugging into the Holy Spirit, and you are being recharged, is the next fill-in. Speaking in tongues builds up your faith and allows the other gifts of the Spirit to flow. All right, so it, you know, let's read 1 Corinthians 14:4. It says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. You know, a lot of times it says, oh, this is selfish. You shouldn't pray in the tongues just for yourself, you know. What do you mean? We need this. This is a gift that God has given us. You know, a lot of times, you know, we feel down or disconnected from God, and that's not really true, but we feel that way. But one way to reconnect is to start praying in the Spirit. But we need to see and understand in our heart that when we do this, what is happening in the Spirit, all right? You need to see that all of a sudden now you're plugging. This is a way for you to plug into God. It's almost like that, you know, you're recharged. You're being recharged. So that's what I see when I'm praying in the Spirit. I see myself plugging into the throne of God, and God is just downloading his love and his joy and his peace and his Spirit and all these things. And anytime I start feeling down or not quite where I want to be, you know, in the Lord, that's what I start doing. And I see that, and all of a sudden, it comes. And the feelings doesn't always come, but I tell you what, most of the time it does, you know. And even if I don't feel, I know that it's happening because the Word of God says it does.
So how many of you guys have cell phones?
Everyone.
How many of you guys carry a charger around for your cell phone? Or you have one in your car? Or you have a portable battery bank? So praying in tongues is like having a charger.
You're carrying it with you.
You're carrying it with you and wherever you go. You got to recharge. I mean, we're children of God, but we're also human, and we have that side, and our flesh gives way. And I get so aggravated at work. I get so tired. But if I'm going to work and I start speaking in tongues and praying in tongues and singing in tongues on my way to work, I get to work and I have a full battery. And then come lunchtime, if I start getting low, people are walking around at work trying to charge their phone on their break and whatever. You know, my battery I'm trying to charge is the Spirit within me to get through the rest of the day so that I can show Christ's love. Because he said when he was here on earth before he left, he said that we'd do greater things than he did. He did some pretty great things. How am I going to do that if I don't have the Holy Spirit within me and I'm not on full battery and I'm not on full charge?
That's true.
So having the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and praying in tongues and singing in tongues recharges you and gets you all excited. Like, I'm getting excited now. It gives you the oomph to get through the day, you know. And then when that devil walks around the corner trying to sneak up on you, you're like, don't even try. I see you before you even got there, devil. Leave me alone. And let me tell you, it has made the world of difference when I do that. And if I'm thinking about something else on the way to work and I don't get it in, I can tell a difference. So it does make a huge difference. So think about, you have that phone and you got to charge it. You need to charge it up.
Yeah. So, you know, how disappointing it is like, oh, I need my phone. You pick it up and it's dead. Well, you know, sometimes that's what happens in our life. All of a sudden we have an opportunity, an open door to share something. And you're trying to get, you know, pull it out of your heart, pull it out of the Spirit. And it just doesn't seem like it's there, you know? Well, you need to keep yourself charged up. So who knows when the Lord's going to bring someone across your path to be ready to move and to flow with the Holy Spirit. You should be speaking in tongues at any and every opportunity, singing and praising him so that you are full and you are ready to use that power, you know, his presence, his love and his joy and peace and show forth.
So our next one is, only another way for speaking in tongues is that we're speaking mysteries. And we already read, you know, 14:2. But, you know, mysteries, when praying in tongues, you're having a heart-to-heart conversation with God. It is heart-to-heart. You know, you're talking to God with your own code. It's a secret handshake. You know, how many of you when you were kids had a secret club, you know, with your best friend, or you had a secret code, a secret handshake, or, yeah, you know? So we have that with God. We have our own secret code, and it's speaking in tongues. You know, talking to God with your own code, a secret handshake, it's a secret language. It's an encrypted code that the devil can't decode it. He can't unencrypt it. You know, we're speaking heart to heart. So in Romans 8, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Man, there's times that I'm so weak, but the Spirit helps me through that. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts know that the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Sometimes I don't know what to say. I have a burning or a desire, and I don't know what to say. But, you know, I start speaking in tongues, and that's my heart speaking directly to God's heart. It's not me having to think about it. Now I'm saying it. Now God is hearing it. Now it gets to God's heart. You know, that's a lot of steps. Instead, it's going from my heart to God's heart. And, you know, I'm in the medical field, so I kind of have a scientific mind sometimes, and I think of things a little bit differently. So I know we've said this before in this house, but, you know, there's been some studies done and scans done of people when they're speaking, just normal, talking in their native language. You know, there's part of the frontal lobe that lights up. That's where the language is, you know, and they're awake and they're aware of what they're doing and they're thinking of it, so all that lights up. And then they had the same person speaking in tongues or singing in tongues. That frontal lobe's not lighting up, but they're speaking.
Another area in your brain.
And their conscious, though, is still lighting up because they're aware of what they're doing, but they're not having to think about it. They're just speaking in tongues. And then there's other areas that are like for joy and happiness are lighting up. So what does that say? That is my heart speaking directly to God. It passes my mind so I don't mess it up. Because I'm going to mess it up. I'll be honest, I'm going to mess it up. I mess a lot of things up. I'll mess it up. And did you know that people who are baptized in the Holy Spirit who speak in tongues, very rarely do they have any mental issues. Very rarely. And they're more stable in every area of their life, and they have more joy. So if you have a scientific mind, you know, let's look at it another way. There's tests out there that show how beneficial it is to speak in tongues.
Okay. So mysteries are not hidden from us, but for us to find. Do you want to know what the will of God is? Do you want to know his plan for each step of your life? Do you want to know if you should take that job or pursue that relationship? Do you want God's plan and his direction for every trial that comes your way? Pray in tongues and believe he is downloading to you his will. God doesn't want these things to remain secret, but he has made a way for you to understand and see his plan and purpose. And that's you coming to him and speaking in tongues. And what's happening and what you need to see by faith is that when you're praying over a situation in your life, that God is hearing you and he is downloading to you his answer, his plan, and his purpose. And he speaks in a lot of different ways. It may come like you're thinking about something, and all of a sudden you just have such a peace, you know. And we're not going to go into all the different ways. Or he might speak to you, you know, in some way. Or he might show you, you know, a vision, or you see something in your heart, you know, and your imagination on which way to go, you know. But it comes from praying in the Holy Spirit. So it's a mystery to us, because we don't know. It's kind of hidden from us, but the way to get it revealed is to pray in the Holy Spirit. Also, the scripture is so important, you know. It says the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We don't know what's happening, you know, down the road when we're driving, but the Holy Spirit does. Right? So, you know what? He's like, okay. When you pray, he's going to pray. He's going to take the words needed or the prayers needed to say, you know, there's the devil has a trap for you up ahead. But you know what? As you pray in the Spirit, we're going to pray. I'm going to use you to pray so that thing is taken care of in Jesus' name. I mean, he helps us in our weaknesses. You know, a lot of times we don't know how we should pray, you know, but when we pray in the Spirit, we pray the perfect will in the heart of God. All right. When we pray in the Spirit, it's almost like it is just you and God. God has no other person to listen to. He is concentrating on you and you alone. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. So, but it really, as you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying the very heart and perfect will of God for everything. So whatever you are lifting up in your heart, whether it's for your spouse or your children, your job, whatever it is, the Holy Spirit's going to take that desire in your heart and then take God's will on the matter and pray it perfectly in Jesus' name. So, you know, we all run into different situations and stuff like that, and it's just like, well, how do you react? So we had a situation where all of a sudden our HVAC went out, and some of you have heard this testimony, but we wanted to give it again. So we call our HVAC guy, and he goes, oh, it's time for a new one. It's 25 years old. And so we're like, okay, well, how much is it going to be? He says, well, it's going to be $8,000. We're like, oh, Lord. And, you know, we've learned enough not to worry about anything, you know, because God's already has a plan. He wasn't surprised by this. Hallelujah. So we start praying together and say, well, God, what direction would you have us to go? Because we're like, God put it in my heart that I should look online to see if I can buy the HVAC unit ourselves and consider maybe putting it in myself. So I look online and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so much cheaper, right? So we call our HVAC guy. I says, look, if I install it, and you just come out and put the refrigerant in and do the test, you know, would you, oh, yeah, I'll do that, but you're not going to have any warranty. Oh, and I'm like, ugh, okay, wait a minute. So we sat down. We're like, we've got to have a warranty. We don't want to put this in and not have a warranty. So we're like, okay, well, we know, because when we pray in the Spirit, we both felt that we were supposed to put it in ourselves. We felt this was the direction that God would have us to go. And so when we ran into this roadblock, what did we do? We went back praying in the Spirit. What's your will, Lord, in this? What is your plan in this? And so someone came to mind, and we called them, and they're like, I'll call you right back. They call back, yes, we can do it. So they were able to get the unit for us and have the warranty. So all said and done, it wound up costing us $4,500 total instead of that $8,000. So, wow.
Oh, but there's more.
What's your more?
Well, we got a couple more. The more is, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and he provides a way for everything. So Tim had a check on his truck.
So, yeah, I had a check for $3,000. And, you know, a lot of times I'm like, I know all kinds of things I would like to use that for, but I always pray, you know, and ask God's will. I could never get an answer. So it just kind of just sat there. You know, I'm like, I don't want to do anything with this until I feel, you know, God's will and his plan for that. So I'm praying in the Spirit after the situation. He goes, that check is to help pay for your HVAC. I'm like, oh, praise God.
And the other thing is, since right before that, the HVAC went out, I've been getting little checks in the mail. A $55 refund check here, you know, $100 refund check here. Yesterday, we got an almost $500 check from our insurance because we overpaid. So all those little checks have added up, and the HVAC is pretty much paid for.
Yeah, God is faithful.
So God is faithful. Very faithful.
I mean, do you really trust him?
And not only that, but this helps us in our weaknesses. Because when we had to put that in, Tim had just had eye surgery, and he couldn't get into a dusty environment. So he couldn't get under the house. So God gave me the strength to get under the house. Praise God.
Yeah, I'm like, Lord, you're super all over her natural in Jesus' name.
I will never do that again. But he gave me the strength, the ability, the patience, you know, and he sent people our way to help. That has been amazing. So God, you know, provides for every need and every situation. So our last thing we're going to touch on here is praying in tongues for others. In Ephesians 6, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So Paul encourages us to pray for others in tongues. When the Holy Spirit puts someone on our heart to pray for them, the best way to pray for them is in tongues.
So then as the Spirit leads, then in your own language pray. Praying the Holy Spirit is part of doing everything everything to stand against the wiles of the tricks of the devil, along with putting on the whole armor of God. So this scripture comes right after about putting the whole armor of God. All right. So this is you doing this so that you can stand against these wiles. So you put the whole armor of God. But part of that, guys, is praying in the Holy Spirit for yourself, for your family, for our church, for our brothers and sisters. It is part of being able, you know, getting yourself to the point where you can stand of all the wiles or the tricks of that the devil come. It is part of that also.
And sometimes you feel like the urge to pray. You don't know why. You get awakened in the night. You just start praying. You know, the Holy Spirit's going to use that to whatever it needs to go to. So an example is one night I woke up. Well, I was kind of stirring, speaking in tongues and stuff. So whenever I do that, I wake Tim up. He just lays his hands on me and he prays for me. So when I woke up, he's like, I go, "You awake?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "I just had the wildest dream." I was having a dream, and in my dream, I got awakened. And you were on the phone. It was like 3 a.m, and you got awakened. So you're talking on the phone. And I'm like, "Who was that?" He goes, "Well, that was Jimmy. He called. He needed help. He needs help cleaning out the house. He's got to rebuild it and redo it and restore it. But he needs help." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And then I really woke up. And so I was telling him about it. And he was like, "Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No way." He goes, "God just woke me up and told me to pray for Jimmy." So God woke him up. And then he took me out of my dream to pray for Jimmy. Now, the kicker to this story is, Jimmy was a friend that Tim had back in New Orleans in high school. He's never told me about Jimmy. I didn't know he had a friend named Jimmy. So we just laid there. We started praying and praying for Jimmy, be whatever Jimmy was going through, that God woke both of us up at that time, the Holy Spirit. You know, I can't tell you how important it is to have the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. It changes things. It changes the atmosphere. It changes the direction of your life. It changes, you know, there's been times when I've gone from a job to a different job. I didn't know what to do. You pray. I prayed in tongues. And when I had peace in my heart, because my heart was talking to God's heart, and God's heart told my heart, "It's fine. This is the right direction." The Holy Spirit will guide you and direct you in which way you need to go.
So this is a story that I heard long ago, all right, and it was powerful. So I'm going to share it with you guys. There was a missionary that called the pastor of the church I was going to and told him this story. He goes, he travels to Africa, and then with a lot of times with large sums of money, right? And then he has to, where he lands, but then he has to travel a great distance. And then it's so far that he has to spend a night in different places. In some cases, out in the wilderness or the woods. Well, these people knew that he had this large, so they had decided they were going to come and basically kill him and take the money. So the pastor's like, "Yeah, I'm there. I'm in the camp," and all of a sudden, these guys come with machine guns, right? And so he goes, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to die!" And then all of a sudden, they started yelling and they ran the other way. So come to find out later, they come to the village, preach Jesus, they get saved, right? And then they're like, "We were going to rob you. We were going to kill you, all right? But as soon as we came out of the woods, these 7 big guys came out with machine guns, you know? And we're like, oh!" And we ran. We fleed for our lives, you know? And he goes, well, the pastor's like, "Well, when did that happen?" So he told him the day and about the same time. And so the pastor's actually talking to the church, sharing this testimony. You know, it's an amazing testimony. And he goes, how many are you guys have been praying for this missionary? And so, you know, several raised their hand and stuff like that. And he goes, "You know, this is when it happened. It was on this day at this time." And one guy stand up, he goes, "Wow, that's very interesting, because that day I just felt such a desire to pray. To pray for the missionary." And then another guy got up, and another guy got up. They're like, "Yes."
How many men stood up?
Seven men stood up. Right? They're like, oh my gosh, there was such a burden to pray for him at that time, you know? And I'm just like, oh my Lord. How wondrous is. So, you know, a lot of times we get stirred and we some person comes to mind, you're thinking, why did that come to? Well, you need to know the Holy Spirit has put that in your heart to pray. And you know, maybe you don't know what to pray for, but if you pray in the Spirit, that will pray the perfect will and the purpose and the plan of God. So you may not know what's going on in that person's life, but the Holy Spirit's trying to use you to meet this need that is happening a lot of times right then and there.
So, but first you must be born again before you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now you can get saved and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit at the same time. But, you know, if you're not saved and you need salvation and you need to have Jesus in your heart, today's the day.
Yes.
Today's the day to do that. And then get that power of the Holy Spirit and get baptized in the Holy Spirit. So, you know, we're all family. And if this is your first time here, you're part of our family too. We love you and we are here for you. And so we just want to invite anybody who needs that, you know, to do it today. To do it today.
Yeah. So I just want everyone to stand with us and we're all going to pray together, okay? Those of you who have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you want to receive him, pray this with all your heart, mean it, and then he will come into your life. And then after that, we're all going to pray about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. The ones who have been baptized, they'll be refilled. Can you be refilled? Yes, it is biblical for you to be refilled. Those who haven't been refilled, we're going to, you know, you're going to pray that you receive. You're going to ask, and then you're going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Okay? So let's just pray together. So, Father.
Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I thank you for your gift.
Thank you for your
of
gift.
Of salvation. And Lord, we just receive Jesus now.
And Lord, we just receive Jesus now.
Into our hearts. We thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for receiving us. In Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, now we ask the Lord that, you guys pray with us when we say, Lord,
fill me
with your Holy Spirit. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. Right now.
In Jesus' name.
So I want everyone just pray in the spirit for a little bit. Father, I thank you, Lord, for filling anew, O Lord, those who have not been filled, Lord. Refilling those who have been filled, even now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful gift of your Spirit and speaking in tongues, praying in tongues. So Pastor Ina has something to share.
Yeah, I've got an awesome thing to say. He's out of ICU. They've already downgraded him to another room. At this time, right now, Matthew's walking the hall with him.
Yeah.
And the doctor comes in and says, I just can't believe there's such an amazing change in all the numbers on the screen.
Yeah.
Cha-ching! Hallelujah. We just praise the Lord. He's going to do the same miraculous for you as well. Amen. And continue to pray in the Spirit for him. But please, especially the men, if you don't have his number, please text him today and tell him or give him a scripture or tell him you're loving him. And he just needs to hear from you. And before we have put that scripture up, we want to start ending service with this. Becky, you can go ahead and put it up. Keep going. This is the way the Lord says. All right, let's all say it together. Can you put it all on one screen or no?
No.
Okay. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face grant upon you and be gracious to you. Boom. Oh, that's all I gave you today. Okay. All right, we will increase that. We will increase it. We'll get it together. So we just wanted to put the blessing of the Lord on you so you can go ahead with your altar call. And don't forget the food back there, too.
So those who need prayer for anything, we're going to have the prayer ministers up here. And if the prayer ministers would go ahead and come up. And those of you who want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, who prayed and didn't start speaking in tongues, well, they're going to join with your faith and to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to make a line right here, and then the ushers will route you to the different people as they pray. And also we have the Mexican dinner, Hispanic food over there, $8 a plate. Lord, bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, and bless the people with this in Jesus' name. Amen.